Fleming Foundation.
Dr. Fleming, what is up with Donald Trump? He wants to annex Canada and make it the 51st state. He wants to buy Greenland. I don't know. Can he get a good deal on that? He wants to rename the Gulf of Mexico. First of all, can he even do any of this?
Well, he obviously can't do much of it without congressional approval, also without a lot of cooperation from Canada, Denmark, and Mexico, and in fact, the entire international community.
So is he serious then about some of this stuff? And why is he saying all these things?
Well, it depends on what you mean by serious. If you mean, is he actually serious about annexing Canada, whether they want it or not?
Well,
probably not. Is it part of an overall political strategy that in his shallow, devious mind, he thinks is brilliant? I think that's very probably true.
Now, somebody told me, or I was reading something just recently, and maybe even today, that if he changed the name of the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America, he can start to drill there because Biden is trying to stop him from doing that by setting some 20-year, you know, moratorium or something like that. Any way you slice it, he must have something up his sleeve. What is his strategy?
Yeah. By the way, changing names is not going to change reality.
Well, I don't know.
Strategy is an interesting Greek word. We use these loan words usually in American speech to weasel out of things. What is strategy? It's a simple Greek word that means generalship. Like his predecessors, Trump takes himself seriously. He's not just commander-in-chief of the armed forces. He considers himself commander-in-chief of the people of the United States. How many times have you read an editorial where somebody says about Bill Clinton or Barack Obama, well, I believe we have to obey the commander-in-chief? No, we don't. He's commander-in-chief of the army, not of us.
Really?
But as Obama said, when asked if it was all right to for him to take a visitor into a closed room in Monticello, Jefferson's house, he said, well, of course it is. I'm the president. I can do anything I want to do.
Brother.
Now, Trump, more ambitious than Obama, Clinton, and Biden, Trump wants to project himself roughly as Benito Mussolini did.
Mussolini.
As a political reformer who's also a macho man who can roll over anyone who gets in his way. He's changing history. Now, in the Duce's career, that meant he had to conquer Abyssinia, Albania, and unfortunately for the Italians, Greece, because that brought in the Germans and it was an entire mess. But to be that kind of world leader, you have to create crises. And you have to go from victory to victory. And the moment you quit having victories is the moment people quit believing in you.
You said Mussolini. Are you comparing Trump to a fascist dictator?
Let's not get hung up on names and technical terms.
Wow, that's pretty
Mussolini
serious.
Was the most imitated politician of the 20th century. Two of his most faithful imitators were Adolf Hitler and Franklin Roosevelt. The New Deal is simply a fascist program borrowed, sometimes word for word, from Mussolini's legislation. I might also throw in Churchill and Stalin. The most obvious imitator in our lifetime of Mussolini was Silvio Berlusconi, the Prime Minister of Italy, who even imitated the Duce's facial expressions and the way he stuck out his chest and his macho gestures, not to mention his bunga bunga parties with underage girls.
Bunga bunga?
That's what they call them.
Okay. I wonder what they did there.
I think you know.
Okay.
I think if you don't know, ask Sean Diddy Combs or Jay-Z, they'll tell you.
I'll figure it out myself. Thanks. But you seem to be calling Trump a fascist.
Well, what is a fascist? A fascist is someone who believes that the state apparatus, what we call the government here, that this government is the ethical center of a nation's life. So the state infuses its ideals into the people through education, through propaganda, through Hollywood movies. Hmm. It redistributes the wealth. It provides a safety net for the poorer classes. It defines the life purposes of the people through its propaganda. A dictator is simply someone who steps into an emergency situation, pretends to save the day, whether he does or not, and then uses the resources of the people in order to make himself into a national hero. A fascist dictator must live on public relations. This means big plans, big ideas, big slogans, big victories, whether any of it is real or not. They can go a long way on illusion.
Well, America is not run by one guy. I mean, we are a democracy, or are we a republic or democracy? Yeah, democracy, right?
Yeah, please. I've never met anyone who'd give me a definition of democracy that fits any American historical circumstances. Oh. Conservatives used to know America was founded by a republic. As a republic, nobody in the leadership class of the United States, not George Washington, Alexander Hamilton, Thomas Jefferson, John Adams, Ben Franklin, nobody thought it was a democracy. Thucydides points out that the Athenians called Athens in the 5th century a democracy, but he adds, everybody knew it was the rule of one man, Pericles. We have these forms of elections, but it's the same people who are always in power, the same set of crooks and scoundrels that we've known all our lives. Huh. I remember when poor Biden got kicked out of a presidential nomination race because he plagiarized a speech by a British laborite. I mean, he's been a crook and a liar and a cheat and a plagiarist from the moment he entered public life. Yeah. Now, I did not say Trump would be dictator for life.
Well,
4 years of what he imagines to be sort of arbitrary rule would be enough. Now, everybody who runs for president wants to be dictator these days. I remember I used to have this friend, Howie Phillips. Howie ran this political conservative group in D.C. And so he was running for president on some bogus ticket. Maybe it was the Reform Party. And so somebody asked him, well, how will you end abortion? Questioner said, you're not going to have the Congress behind you. And he said, I'll do it by executive fiat. Excuse me? Executive fiat? You're going to overthrow state laws, federal laws, and a Supreme Court decision? If that's not being a dictator, I don't know what is.
Well, the thing that's thrown me is that he has all these claims, as we spoke of earlier. Why is he acting so crazy?
There's an old Jewish joke that's probably in bad taste to tell. It was told to me by a Jewish philosopher friend. All the stories about Hitler really being put into cold storage in Argentina. Well, they finally wake him up. They thaw him out. And the first thing he says, I'm back. And this time, it's no more Mr. Nice Guy. Now, in Trump's first term, he tried, but he did not succeed in persuading his collaborators, as cabinet members, chief advisors, that he was a man of destiny who had to be listened to and obeyed without question. I mean, look, I could imagine him saying to people like his Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson, who always defied him. I mean, Tillerson, after all, represented big international capital. He was the CEO of ExxonMobil. Look, Rex, I'm the only man in history. The only man in the history of the United States who has gone from private citizen to president without serving as governor, senator, vice president, or even being a successful general. This means I know what I'm doing. I am a political genius.
Huh.
This time around, with his pal Ernst Stavro Blofeld, Elon Musk, it's no more Mr. Nice Guy.
Right. I get why he's going to be dictatorial. He even said at one point, right, the only time I'm going to be as dictatorial is in the first day, and I don't even know what he wanted to do. Was it immigration? I can't remember what it was. Again, I can't get past the sensational crazy talk.
Yeah, well, you're right. It is a key to Trump's personality, but also a key to his strategy. For 8 years, simple people out there who have been outraged by everything done increasingly by the Clintons, the Bidens, the Obamas. These simple people with minds uncluttered by any touch of reality, they dreamed of Trump overturning all the great society programs, all of the legislation, closing the border. It's going to be morning again and again and again in America. Now, for them, Trump is truly a man on the horse, the man who is going to ride in during unrest and seize power like Napoleon and crack down on and stop all the nonsense. Donald Trump, is determined to fulfill the desires of the people who believe and trust him. On the other hand, For 8 years, the left has demonized Trump as Hitler, and they threaten their childlike supporters with minds as uncluttered as those of Trump's devoted MAGA fans, with this bogeyman who will enslave women and minorities, persecute homosexuals, restore America to the terrible nightmare that we have escaped from the 1950s, the world of Ozzie and Harriet and Leave It to Beaver and big band music, and we can't have that.
Well, you're suggesting that Trump is what people have imagined him to be. He's both friends to the people that love him and want him to. So we want change. We want the right way of doing things. And all of his enemies who you so aptly put it, demonize him and make him, well, Hitler, yeah.
Trump is a simple man. He's somebody that, say, the Greeks would understand. They wouldn't understand his crazy behavior. But one of the earliest Greek poets, Archilochus, said, make me kind to my friends and a terror to my enemies. That is the ancient law, whether it's Greeks, Romans, Jews, you name it, that is the law. Huh. Now, it's true of most of us, but especially true of celebrities, that we are the product of what people imagine us to be. And Trump is basically, whatever else he is, he's basically a celebrity American. Okay. He's Vegas and Hollywood put together. He's wrestling. He's the only president, he's the only major political figure who's ever been in a wrestling ring.
To his credit.
Vince McMahon is one of his friends, and he's made Vince McMahon's pathetic wife as Secretary of Education. Okay, wrestling, rap, golf, the NFL— all the engines of vulgarity and mass degradation that have plunged this country into the gutter that we now live in. I think of him as an archetypal Martian.
Martian, like from Mars? Martian?
Absolutely. If you've ever read Ray Bradbury's Martian Chronicles or seen the film, Bradbury's Martians have this quality that makes them vulnerable. Human beings come and they can see in the Martian what they have been longing for, like a lost child who died, a lost husband, a lost father. Then the Martian becomes trapped by the human imagination. And if two or three human beings have their minds lashing out at him, the Martian is psychologically torn to pieces and dies.
Huh.
They're tortured by human imaginations into fulfilling their desires and becoming what someone wants them to be. Trump could actually say what Charles Manson said to the courtroom. Manson, another product of American mass culture, once declared to a judge, "You made me. Your institutions made me." Because he'd grown up in institutions as a juvenile delinquent and then as a car thief. Meaning the institutions of juvenile justice created a lunatic mass murderer like Manson. This is democracy, American style. As H.L. Mencken famously observed, a lot of people are fond of quoting it without actually understanding it, he once said, democracy is the theory that the common people know what they want and deserve to get it good and hard. And people who love Donald Trump are going to get it.
This was a presentation of the Fleming Foundation.